proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me today. This year, IBJM is celebrating its 70th anniversary. In 1949, Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus took a huge step of faith and began this mission following the command found in Romans 1:16 of taking the gospel to the Jew first. On today's program, I will share with you his story, The Burden of a Founder. It is thrilling to hear of lives transformed by the power of God, and then to hear of those changed, do great things for the Lord. Dr. Gardenhaus was a unique story, and with that in mind, let's continue our look at The Burden of a Founder. When God calls someone for his work, he prepares them for a life of service. All this is done for the furtherance of the gospel. In many ways, God prepared the heart of the founder of International Board of Jewish Missions, Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus. Born in a humble village in Austria to an Orthodox Jewish home, he was trained to be a rabbi. However, his life would be forever changed when he moved to the United States. Jacob came expecting to find fame and fortune, but found something far better than gold. His older brother Zev had come to faith in Jesus as Messiah through his study of the Hebrew Scriptures. It was largely in part to Zev's influence that Jacob's eyes were opened to the truth about Jesus. One day, that miracle occurred when he prayed to trust Jesus as his Messiah. In an instant, Jacob's life was changed, and he cried out to those around him, "I have found him!" The crowd around him despised his newfound faith and beat him. This was his entrance into Jewish evangelism. Dr. Gardenhaus said, "If this Jesus were the one, I wanted God to reveal him to me, and I vowed to live for him and, if necessary, to die for him." This was the heart of a man devoted to God. Although he was regarded as a meshumad, or a traitor, by his people, he became a treasure to Christ. Years later, he enrolled in Moody Bible Institute and graduated there in 1919. Even during his years of training in Bible school, Dr. Gardenhaus used every opportunity to share the gospel among Jewish people in his area. His faith in Christ was his greatest treasure. He faced opposition from his family and friends, losing home and position, but he never wavered from his faith in Jesus the Messiah. In 1922, he met and married Lillian Brown, who was the daughter of a Jewish cantor in Canada. They worked together in Jewish Ministries Department of the Home Mission Board in Atlanta. Years later, God called them to begin an independent work among the Jewish people. It was in 1949 that International Board of Jewish Missions was birthed in a global effort to preach the gospel to the Jew first. He took as his motto, "Trust the Lord and tell the people." The work began with 2 missionaries, then 4, then 8, and eventually a host of dedicated workers joined in the task of Jewish missions. One of the great relationships that was forged was between Dr. Gardenhaus and Dr. Lee Robertson. This resulted with Dr. Gardenhaus moving the mission headquarters from Atlanta to Chattanooga, Tennessee in 1971, which helped expand his vision for seeing more workers added to the ministry. His life was dominated by the command of Romans 1:16. He worked tirelessly by preaching the gospel around the world and challenging local churches to reach out to their own Jewish communities. In 1984, Dr. Gardenhaus passed from this world to receive his eternal reward. Within the heart of a founder lies a pioneer spirit, a surrender life, and a desire to see others join in his mission. As Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus labored in establishing International Board of Jewish Missions, he gave glory to God. Today, his passion is carried around the world in seeing Jews and Gentiles come to know the Messiah. Now, this presentation of A Burden of a Founder is brought to you in honor of IBJM's 70th anniversary. We are thankful to God for his great work through this ministry, and we encourage you to pray for us as we labor together. We would also like to thank you for listening today and send a special thank you to each radio station and media outlet that airs this program, The Everlasting Nation. If you'd like to hear this program again, simply visit us at ibjm.org. In fact, tell a friend as well. And now, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.